This is the Seedbed Daily Text, Soundtrack, Day 35. Holy misnomer, Batman. Our scripture text comes from Zechariah 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Consider this. Before we get too much further into Passion Week, I want to revisit what I consider to be a major misnomer we often find in our Bibles. Misnomer. It comes from a French word that means to wrongly name. Remember back a few days ago with me to Palm Sunday, and the day Jesus rode into Jerusalem, humble and mounted on a donkey, as the prophecy read. Anyone remember the two words that appear in most of our English Bibles as the heading over this passage of Scripture? Here's the misnomer. Triumphal entry. These subheads, mind you, are not the Word of God. They are, rather, the work of translators. Likely, the translators were themselves playing with the irony. I will leave that to those smarter than I. Suffice it to say, though, this word, triumphal, is precisely the wrong word. Yes, it's the word we want and like, but it's wrong. Why not the humble entry? Or at least the prophetic entry. Entries matter a lot. Just in case we entered this week with any notion of triumphal, as in we will rock you in our spirits, there's still time to run back outside the gates and come in again. Crawl this time. Passion Week is not our annual opportunity to put yet another exclamation point on our theological dogmas and doctrinal foundations. Passion Week is the annual invitation to become disoriented by the holy love of God, shaken to the core of our comfortable being, and dispossessed of our sentimental illusions about grace. For all practical purposes, the best two-word caption I can think of for all that is about to unfold, Hell Week. The only one making a triumphal entry into Jerusalem was Satan himself. This is the week that the very gates of hell were opened, unleashing all hell on the Son of God. Remember that time in the desert when we were told that after unsuccessfully unseating Jesus with his tawdry temptations, quote, he left him until an opportune time, Luke 4:13. This is that time. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Were you there when they nailed him to the cross. Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble, tremble, tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the cross? Ask yourself, share with another, am I growing? How? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.